being aware of their surroundings. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. Although they provide valuable information in the event of severe weather, occasionally there are concerns about the way storm chasers do their job. Long-term storm chaser Ed O'Neill believes the concern is sometimes in pursuing the story, storm chasers can become the story itself.
Earlier this year down in Barber County, where one of the sheriffs got upset with some chasers west of Medicine Lodge on Highway 160, bumper to bumper, all storm chasers. Now, some of them local people that, I'm going to go out and see the tornado. They're putting themselves in danger if they don't know what they're doing. But a lot of these were what you consider professional chasers.
Since a lot of chasers are from outside the area and arrive only during severe weather, the main thing that's being asked is to use common sense. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.